If the Kohen says you're Tohor, then it's okay. But on the Tzad, the Kohen will say that you're Tomei, he'll make you from Muklat. That's worse off now, because now you have to go out of the Gimel Machnes. So the Heskesheni is the Machlokes. Mas Sovar B'Kohen Talia Milsom. This is where Rabbi Meir says his Shita, that a Kohen is still allowed to check you out. All right, turn over. Because Rabbi Meir's Shita again was in the Mishnah, that a Kohen is allowed to look at you, and if he sees you Tor, he'll tell you that you're Tor. But if he sees that you're Tomei, he won't tell you anything. So here we're talking about now, you already put away the second time to be checked out. So when you come out of here the second time, now either you become Tor Legamri, or else you become Tomei Legamri, you become Muchlat. So Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to check him out now, because if the Kohen sees you Tor, he'll tell you. But if the Kohen sees you Tomei, he won't tell you anything. So therefore, you're allowed to be checked out now. Itor omalei, because if you're tor, the Kohen will tell you. Vitame, if the Kohen sees that the Negev is really tame, shosek, he'll be quiet. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Shita, Masov, Rabbi Yosi holds, let posik says, let taroi or let tame ksif. That means to say, when the Kohen looks at you, he has to say something. Either he says tor, or else he says tame, but he's not allowed to be quiet. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says now, where you were put away a second time already, and you want to be checked out now in Chol HaMoed, it's also for the Kohen to check you out, because maybe the Kohen will have to tell you your tummy, and you'll have to go out of the three machnos, and that's a terrible tsar, and on Chol HaMoed you're not supposed to be the tsar. Therefore, we don't tell you, we don't have you checked out on Chol HaMoed. Now, Omar Mar, before we just said, Omar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Mirim Divri Rabbi Yossi B'Muchlat. He likes Rabbi Yossi Shita B'Muchlat. In other words, in a case where you muchlat, where you're like Vadei Tomei already, and now the Kohen wants to come and see you just to make sure that the Negev went away already, that you can start counting your 7 days of Tairam, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. And the Swara we'll soon see is that we hold now that when you're muchlat, you're mutter to be with your wife, even though you have to go out of the Gimel Machnos when you're Vadei Tomei Mitzorim, but your wife is allowed to go there with you, you're mutter B'Tashma Shamita with your wife. But when you start to become Tor, for the last 7 days of your Mei Sifurayim, then you're also with your wife. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to check out your Tumah when you're Muchlat, because if the Kohen says you're Tor, then you become also to your wife for 7 days. For Divi Rabbi Meir B'Muskar. But when do I hold from Rabbi Meir Shita that the Kohen could check you out? That's by Muskar Rishon, when you put away, like Lamanashach. When the Kohen checks you out, you only have what to gain. If you're Tor, you're Tor Legamri, and Avadi Yimutah with your wife also. Like you were never a Mitzvah. And even if the Kohen says it's Tumah-like, all he does is put you away for another 7 days, you'll have the same Tumah you had before. For the Gemara of Vatanya Ipcha, we learn just the opposite, the Svar just the opposite. And Rashi says, Vatanya Ipcha, that Divri Rabbi Meir Muchlat. Rabbi Meir saw when you're Muchlat, and the Kohen wants to check you out now to see if you can start counting 7 days, that's when it's Mutter. And Divri Rabbi Yossi B'Muskar, Rabbi Yossi Shita doesn't like, by Muskar Sheni, he doesn't like Rabbi Yossi Shita. What's the Svara? So Gemara explains like this. Tanoihi alibu de Rebbe. So Machlokes Tanoim alibu de Rebbe, when are you better off? And it explains like this. Ma sovar tzav so di alma odifle. One Svara is you're better off to be mutter to be with people. Whereas if you become tam, in other words, when you're a muskar, and now if the Kohen checks you, maybe he'll say you're a muchlat. So if he says you're a muchlat, you're going to have to leave the Gimel Machnes. So that's terrible, because you're going to be, you'll have no friends around you. Even though your wife has let her go with you, but since you'll have no other friends there, that's terrible. Therefore, that shita holds that Rabbi Yossi shita, that we don't check you out. That's by muskar the second time, was we're afraid not to make you into muchlab, that you'll have to go out of the three machnes. Well, Masav, the second shita that says that Rabbi Yossi shita is under negeya, where you're a muchlat, in other words, where you're already outside the Gimel Machnes. And now the question is, the Kohen should come and check you out, that if the nega went away, you could start counting 7 days of Tyra. So even though during the last 7 days you're allowed to come back into the Gimel Machnos, you're allowed to be with the other friends, but you're also with your wife. So Masava, that's what it was, Tzav saw the Ishtri Adifalei. You're better off being with your wife. So in other words, when you're outside the Muchlat, when you're thrown out of the Gimel Machnos, when you're Vadei Tomei, true, you have to be outside the Gimel Machnos, but you're Mutter with your wife, with Tashra Samita. So you're better off that way, rather than becoming Tor, that the Kohen tells you your Negev went away, and then you have to start counting 7 days of Tyra, that during those 7 days you're also with Tashma Shamit, you also to be with your wife, so you're worse off then. That's the other shita, to say that Rabbi Yosi's shita, not to check you out, is talking about where you are muchlat. So Gemara says like this, Lameimer, you want to tell me now, the muchlat muta betashma shamita. That's what we're saying now. Again, when the Mitzorah first is checked out, if it's a doubt, he's only the Hesker, put away for 7 days, he's allowed to stay in the Gimel Machnas, he's muta with his wife. If at the end of 7 days there's still a doubt, we put him away another 7 days, the same halacha. The end of those 7 days, either he's Torah legamri, or else he becomes tummy, means a muchlat, that then he gets thrown out of the Gimel Machnas. Now, when he's thrown out of the Gimel Machnas, we're saying now he's muta with his wife still. It's only after the neger goes away completely that he's allowed to come back into the Gimel Machnas, and then he has to start counting Zayin Yemei Sefuroi. That's when it's also B'tashma Shemita. So maybe you want to tell me now the Muchlat Muta B'tashma Shemita. While the Mitzvah is Vaday Tomei, still he's allowed to be with his wife. So Mer says, in, yes, it's true. For Atanya, bring your proof with it like this. The Pasuk says, Vayeshev Mechusli Oloi Shivas Yomim. A Mitzvah has to be outside his tent for 7 days. What does that mean? Shiei Osa B'tashma Shemita. He's not allowed to be with his wife for 7 days. Because usually in oil, the tent means you can't be with your wife. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, Leich emolehem shuvu luchem liyolechem. Like yesterday, Aseret HaDibrois, Bahar Sinai, then Hashem said, go back, you're allowed to be with your wife. So lolechem means to be with your wife. So the Pasuk says, Vayeshev michus li'ol shivas yomim, means you're also with your wife.
Here.
So that's what it says clearly so far. That the last 7 days of Yemei Sefurei after the neder goes away, then you're also with your wife. So Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Shivas Yomim Yisperu Loi, is Yemei Sefurei V'lo Yemei Chalutei. Only the 7 days that you're counting afterwards that you become Torah, the sign Yemei Nekiyim, the 7 days you're counting, that's when you're also with your wife. Mashenk in Yemei Chalutei, when you're Vaday Tom and you're outside the Gimel Machnois, then you're Mutter to be with your wife. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, he says no, that Zayin Yemei Sefiroi, and Kal V'Choymer Lemei Chalutei. True, the Pasuk only says the last 7 days, but he holds it to Kal V'Choymer, that the time when you're outside the Gimel Machnois, you're also to your wife. V'Yom Rabbi Chia, Dante Lefnei Rabbi, I was done in front of Rabbi, that the Maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, Rabbi, that Yosam Lehoyele Luzio, Elev Yemei Chalutei. Uziyahu was a Mitzvah, and he made his wife pregnant at that time, and that's when they had their son, Yosam. So you see that Yemei Chalutei, when he was Vaday Tomei, that's when you're still allowed to be with your wife? His Amalot, Rebbe answered back, Afani Kach Amarti, I also agree to you, that Yavada Yemei Chalutei, even though the Mitzvah was Vaday Tomei, still is allowed to be with his wife. Tomorrow says, V'maikam if l'gvost l'machlekes here. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Goli Rachmoni b'yemei Sefiroi, V'kol Shechem b'yemei Chalutei. That's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar. True, the Pasuk only says b'yemei Sefiroi, the kind the Mitzvah is also with his wife, but it's a Svar of Madrach then that the Neder goes away, and he's becoming Tahor, he's also to his wife. For sure, it's a Kal V'chem b'yemei Chalutei, when he's Vaday Tomei, outside the Gimel Machnois, he's also to his wife. Umasov, the other Svar, Rabbi holds, no, Madde Goli Goli, Umadde Le Goli Le Goli, where it says it, only Bimei Sefiro, it says he's also to be with his wife. But Bimei Chalutei, where he's Vaday Tomei outside the Gimel Machnois, there his wife is allowed to go and be with him. Good. Sumara says now, Lameimra, you want to tell me now that according to Rabbi Yeshita, to the Koyin Tal Yemilsa, everything is totally in the Koyin. When the Koyin says it's Tomei, it's Tomei. When the Koyin says it's Torah, it's Torah. And if he doesn't say Tomei, it's not Tomei. So Mar says, in yes, for Tanya, bring a proof for this. The Pasuk says, Uvayoyim Haroi's boy. When the day comes that the Kohen sees the Mitzvah. So we dashin, Yesh Yoyim Shataroya boy, V'yesh Yoyim Shiataroya boy. Some days the Kohen could come and see the Negev Tzaras, and some day he doesn't come. What does that mean, some days he doesn't come? Mikan Omru, from here we learned that Chosin Shenelot by Nega. If a Chosin just got married, he has a Negev on his body, is Noisim Leizayin Yimei Amishta. We don't tell him to go to a Kohen right now, maybe he's Tomei. We tell him, wait till after Sheva Brachas. Why? Because as long as the Kohen did not pronounce him Tomei, he's not Tomei. So we let him wait for the 7 days, then he goes to the Kohen. Ulebeisa luksusai. We also let him first make sure his house is clean, and let him get a ksusai, and let him take all his, same thing luksusai, same thing lebeisai. That the negas in his house, or the negas on his clothing, during the Sheva Brachas, we don't bother him, we don't tell him to go to the Kohen. The chain beregel, the same thing if a neger comes on you or your house or on your clothing during the regel, noistin la shivas yimei regel. The same thing, we tell you don't go to the kohen now, wait till after the yimei regel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda knows this yisoid, that you only tomei if the kohen pronounces you tomei. Rabbi says, ain't it sorry, I don't need this pasuk. I have another pasuk. Hareyuwema, the pasuk says clearly, v'tzivu ha-kohen upinu es abayis. The pasuk says when a kohen comes into the house and sees a neger in the house, he doesn't say right away the house is tummy. He first tells you, clean out the house. Take out all the kelim from the house in order that these kelim, the utensils inside the house, should not become tummy. Because once the kohen says the house is tummy, everything inside becomes tummy. So we make a kabbal kohen like this, Rabbi says. Imam tinin lo ledvar ha-reshus, if we let you wait, the kohen, when he went into the house, saw that it's tummy. And he doesn't say right away that it's tummy. He lets you first wait until you clean everything else just to save your own property. That's called the Dvar Rishus. So the Khuri says it's a Kal V'chayner. Kol Shechein L'Dvar Mitzvah. For sure in a case of a Chosin or during the regal that the Kohen would not say it's tummy, but rather wait till after the regal, after the Shem Baruch, and then of course say you're tummy. So where says my B'nai, what's the difference between Rebbe Svaro and Rebbe Yehuda Svaro? What's the difference? Which Pasuk learned it out from? So Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Mashmoyes Dorshanika B'nayu. Abaya says, true, there's no difference. Whether you learn it out from the Pasuk of Yehem Harvest Boy, or you learn it out like Rebbe says, from Betzivo HaKoyin Opinus Abayis, it's the same halacha. So only in Afkamino, which Pasuk, which Rosh is Mashmoyes, from which Pasuk do we learn it out from? But the halacha is the same for both ways. For Rodvaram Rabba says, no. Dvar HaRishus Ika B'nayu, there's a big difference. Whether you're allowed to wait just for Dvar HaRishus, not for Dvar Mitzvah. According to Rebbe, you're allowed to wait even in Dvar HaRishus, just for your own purposes, you're allowed to wait. But according to the first Rosha, some of Yom HaRishus boy, the Vidashin, some days yes, some days no, it's only a Dvar Mitzvah that we wait, but not for Dvar HaRishus. Like Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he also learn out from the second pasuk of Itziv Vakoyin Opinus Abayis? Why doesn't he also learn out even with the Dvar Rishus also with Smutter? So Gemara says, the Chiddushu. Over there it's a Chiddush. The male of the Klal is, from the Chiddush you don't learn out, because Ein no Choboy Elo Chiddushay. It's only the Chiddush that it says there and he can't learn out to other places. Alright, we'll stop here. You know, tomorrow we'll go into exactly what the Chiddush is, why he says he can't learn out from here to all other places. Again, the last Gemara we had in our Zayin and Mabez was a Shalom. We said when the Kohen sees a Mitzorah, so Lachar is the Mitzorah is not Tomei until the Kohen says he's Tomei. But before the Kohen says he's Tomei, he's Takator. So we have two Limudim, how we know that from. Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa first said from the Pasuk of Uvayoyim Haras Boy. So we dashin that yesh yoyim shataroya boy, the yesh yoyim shiataroya boy, we dashin. That when the kohen comes to the house, or comes to the person to see if he has a negev, it's a mitzvah, some days the kohen looks at you, and some days he doesn't look at you. That means a chosin, shenelot boy negev, noisle zayin yamei amishta. If a chosin has a negev, the kohen does not check you out. I'm just reading zayin on a base, I'm just saying over this gemara. Zayin on a base, yeah. That if a chosin has a nega, so the kohen doesn't check him out, the kohen waits till after a shev brachos. So you see, that's the drosh of a yom harizboy. The kohen has a right to wait. In other words, even though the nega is like a nega mitzaras, the lachar is though he's not tummy until the kohen says that he's tummy. That was one lima. That was a yudis drosh. Rebbe yom we had was a nitzaruch. We don't need that pasuk, but rather reyu oimer v'tzivu ha-kohen apinuas abayis. The pasuk says that if the kohen comes into your house and sees a neger on the wall of the house, so before he says the house is tamei, because if he would say it, everything in the house will become tamei, he waits, and first he tells you, empty out everything that's in the house, and then he'll first proclaim it to be tamei. So to diyek, imam amtinun lo ledvar ha-reshus, if we give you time to clean out your house just to save all your kelim there, it's called shechein ledvar mitzvah. For sure, if there's a purpose that you should not become tamei now, you're a chosin, but join the regal, we don't look at you. So this is the two ways to learn out that Tumah Mitzaras is only when the Kohen says Yitamei, and if the Kohen doesn't say Yitamei and not Tamei, the Kohen could wait if he wants. So Mora says, my B'nai, what's the difference? Is Amar Abaya Mashmoyas Darshanika B'nayu. And Echnami, both Rebbe and both Rebbe are both saying the same thing, that a Mitzaras is only Tomei when the Kohen says he's Tomei, and the Torah could wait. And it's only a question from which Pasuk he learned it out from. For Rav Rama no, Dvar HaRashus Iki Benayu. It's a big Nafkimino. If a Dvar HaRashus could a Kohen wait or not. According to Rebbe Yehuda, the Yedash from the Pasuk, Uva Yom HaRazboi, it's only the Dvar Mitzvah he could push it off. But not for Dvar Mitzvah, the Kohen can't push off the Tumah. But according to the Rebbe, from the Pasuk, Mitziva Kohen, if even the Dvar HaRashus also, he could push off the Tumah. For the Gemara now, for Rebbe Yehuda, may also know your meaning. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rava learns that Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the first pasuk. Uvayayim harasboy. There's a day when the kohen looks, and some days he doesn't look. So, idash and ledvar mitzvah could push it off. So, Rava said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only ledvar mitzvah you could push it off. But for dvar harishus, you can't push it off. The question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from the second pasuk of Rabbi that's talking ledvar harishus? There it's saying whenever the Kohen comes into the house and sees a neger on the wall of the house, he doesn't say Tomei right away. He waits until you first empty out the house. So you see, even with Dvar HaRishus, you can wait. So Mar says, Rav Yehuda mehosam loigamrinam, techidishu. The parasha of Tumas on the Bayis, this pasuk with Tzivu HaKohen, or Pinu HaSabayis, that the Kohen comes into the house and sees a neger on the house, that's a tremendous chidish, the Tumah of the Bayis that has a neger on it. Why? To etze,